From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Massachusetts, the Republican running for the late Senator Ted Kennedy's seat in the Senate has pulled off an upset victory. Scott Brown has emerged the victor in the race against Martha Coakley, the Democrat, who was once favored in the race. Brown will become the 41st Republican in the 100-member Senate. And NPR's Tovia Smith is covering the special election in Massachusetts. And Tovia, have we had word from Martha Coakley's camp?
She has just conceded the race, and I am at Scott Brown's headquarters, where the crowds here broke out in cheers listening to her concession speech. He is expected shortly. I heard one person say to a friend here in the crowd, "This is unreal." I think Republicans are as stunned as anyone that Scott Brown managed to close the 30-point gap in just a few weeks and win this race in very left-leaning Massachusetts. As one campaign official just put it, this blue state is now Brown Town.
Mm-hmm. Now, this win by Scott Brown gives Republicans some muscle in the Senate, does it not?
It does. They now have the 41st vote. Scott Brown has promised to be that vote to defeat President Obama's plans to overhaul health care. And Republicans say that the victory here today is a repudiation of that plan. But it's also almost certainly due to mistakes made by Martha Coakley. She failed to really connect with voters, and many say they got the sense that she felt entitled to the seat. One of the most memorable lines of the campaign was when Scott Brown said, "This is not the Kennedy seat, it's not the Democrat seat, it's the people's seat."
All right. NPR's Tovia Smith reporting. Thank you. Earlier today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated that it didn't matter who won in Massachusetts. She said Congress will pass a health overhaul bill.
Whatever happens in Massachusetts, we will have quality, affordable health care for all Americans, and it will be soon.
Investors, meanwhile, appear to be betting on Brown in the Massachusetts Senate race. Shares in healthcare companies help stocks close to a fresh 15-month high amid speculation that the healthcare overhaul could be derailed. In earthquake-stricken Haiti, aid continues to pour into the airport in Port-au-Prince. Tim Callahan is with the U.S. Disaster Assistance Response Team. He says supplies of all types are coming into Haiti.
We're bringing in on military aircraft a variety of what we call non-food items, which is water containers, kitchen sets, mobile water treatment units, rolls of plastic sheeting, which can be used for temporary shelter.
The U.S. military force in Haiti swelled to as many as 11,000 after some 800 Marines moved ashore today to help deliver supplies, but food and water are only trickling in to many survivors. Another powerful storm is hitting Southern California. It's brought heavy rains and powerful winds that smash windows and submerged cars. You're listening to NPR News. Los Angeles officials have tentatively approved an ordinance to regulate medical marijuana dispensaries. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
The L.A. City Council gave preliminary approval to require medical marijuana dispensaries be kept 1,000 feet away from schools, hospitals, churches and temples, rehabilitation centers, and other sites considered sensitive. The ordinance also limits the number of pot clubs in Los Angeles, meaning hundreds now operating in the city would be closed down. Since they are supposed to be not-for-profit collectives, they would be audited every year and have extra security to prevent thefts. The ordinance will be up for final approval next week. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
The sale of Britain's Cadbury Confectionery Company to the American Kraft Foods has angered British workers, unions, and politicians. Larry Miller reports from London.
The way it's being portrayed is that Cadbury's board of directors, seduced by a $20 billion offer, couldn't resist selling the English soul of their 186-year-old chocolate maker to an avaricious Kraft. Combined, Kraft and Cadbury become the world's biggest candy company. Kraft says it will respect Cadbury's brands, heritage, and people, but unions call this a very sad day for an iconic British company. Cadbury's chairman confirms job cuts are inevitable, and Kraft says it wants meaningful cost savings. Britain's business secretary accepts emotions are running high, but admits he has no power to stop the sale. Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he's determined to ensure UK jobs are secure, but he also has no way to make that happen. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.